you know, UNICEF and innovation, we go way, 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 way back, you know, with oral rehydration salts, which was in its day was a tremendous innovation to save millions of lives. As UNICEF, we're guided by the people that we serve. In the case of Brazil, where I'm representative, there are 7% of children who are of school age and should be in school who are not in school. There's a small percentage that don't have access to health care. There's a very small percentage that don't have access to the cash transfer system because they've never had a birth certificate. They're not registered. We know a lot of the people who are left out belong to the minority groups in society. For example, the quilombolas, which are sort of the ex-slave colonies, the indigenous peoples, which live all over Brazil, the black adolescents in the suburbs of the inner cities, in the favelas. So, you know, coming here is just a really unique opportunity to forge new partnerships, learn from other people, bring those lessons at a conceptual level, and talk about how we can apply them.
And what are some of the ways that UNICEF or UNICEF in Brazil are using technology and advances to bring about some of these changes, as you say, in education?
Well, right now we are piloting a social innovation, which has a technological component. There's 5,570 municipalities in Brazil, and within them, there are over 3 million children who are not in school. So we're working with all of the people who work with kids. So basically, in your day-to-day, you're walking down the street or you're having lunch with somebody or you're actively looking, and somebody says, you know, João's not in school. So you send an alert. It has three pieces of data. The key one is his name, and the other is about how to find him.
You mean a text, a phone? I mean, like,
it's a text message. That goes into a little system which will activate the appropriate agent. In most cases, it's going to be a social worker, but it could be a teacher. It could be a doctor. You know, sometimes kids are not in school because they have a situation of violence at home. Sometimes they're at home because grandma's really sick and lives with them, and there's no father, and mother has to work to pay the bills, and so one of the children has to stay home and take care of the grandmother. Sometimes it's a child labor situation. Sometimes it's either a physical or a mental disability, and they need some extra help to be able to go to school. So it depends what the situation is. Then the appropriate agent, usually social worker, then goes and finds either the child or adolescent themselves or their family. And they have a much longer questionnaire, which will operate on a smartphone or a tablet. That information at the local level will allow them to figure out why João is not in school and what they can do about it and get him into school.
And Mr. Stahl, briefly tell us, what are the next steps from this conference?
You know, my head's just swimming with ideas. I've met so many interesting people with so many ideas from so many corners of the world. All of that, I will share different contacts with different members of my team. I'll give you an example. There's a wonderful association here of people who work with children in the first 1,000 days of life, the first three, you know, 0 to 3 years of age, on mental health issues. It occurs to me, without really having asked yet, that Pastoral da Criança, which is the Catholic Church Children Ministries in Brazil, which does an amazing job of weighing and measuring and monitoring the growth of millions and millions of poor Brazilian children every month. I've seen all the materials because UNICEF helps develop their training materials. I've never seen anything on mental health, so I'll connect them. My colleague here from TIM, the phone company that is working with us on the Out of School Children Initiative, has met people from other telephone companies in Africa where they're doing mobile payments, where they're doing other things. It stimulates the gray cells. We have all these ideas. We maintain the contacts, and we just try to accelerate things so that we can close that gap.